is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Okay. My pitch into it, I'm live. It's Owen Schroyer. I'm live in the Infowars studios. I just sprinted back from San Marcos. We're going live to meet bullhorning at Texas State University.
Okay, call campus police. This is a story by Rudy Martinez, published by the University Star, the student newspaper. Your DNA is an abomination. Now I become white, the destroyer of worlds. When I think of all the white people I have ever encountered, whether they've been professors, peers, lovers, friends, police officers, etc., there is perhaps only a dozen I would consider decent. My colleague Tafari Robertson, in his brilliant column, Debunking the Myth of White Majority, already exposed whiteness in the United States as a construct used to perpetuate a system of racist power. This column functions, however, within a different definition of whiteness. To be white in the United States is to be a descendant of those Europeans who chose to abandon their identity in search of something new. Stolen land. Racial categories, white, black, brown, red, etc., are used to subjugate non-white people. This bending of semantics upholds a white supremacist society. As someone white, whether you know it or not, regardless of your socioeconomic standing, you benefit from privilege. In Texas, a bizarre state I have now inhabited for 4 years, I continuously meet individuals that either deny the existence of white privilege or fail to do something productive with it. A lot of you tell me, upon my insistence that whites should have an active role within activist circles, that you didn't choose to be white. You were not born white. You became white. You actively remain white. You are estranged from yourself, and in that absence, you have been instilled within allegiance to a country that was never great. One that has continuously attempted to push non-whites into non-existence through crusades that have been defended by law. In your whiteness, you are granted the luxury of not having to think about race daily. Your heartbeat does not speed up when you get pulled over and find yourself staring at the red and blue lights of the fascist foot soldiers we call the police. You don't leave your home wondering if you will ever come back. You don't give a damn. The oppressive world you have built through the exploitation of millions and the waging of barbaric wars against one another is coming apart at the seams. Through the current political climate in which a white supremacist inhabits the White House and those of his ilk would try to prove otherwise, I see white people as an aberration. Through a constant ideological struggle in which we aim to deconstruct whiteness and everything attached to it, we will win. Whiteness will be over because we want it to be. And when it dies, there will be millions of cultural zombies aimlessly wandering across a vastly changed landscape. Ontologically speaking, white death will mean liberation for all. To you good-hearted liberals, apathetic nihilists, and right-wing extremists, accept this death as step towards death, defining yourself as something other than the oppressor. Until then, remember this. I hate you because you shouldn't exist. You are both the dominant apparatus on the planet and the void in which all other cultures, upon meeting you, die. That is the anti-white bigotry published by your student newspaper, the University Star, written by Rudy Martinez. This had to go up a chain of command of at least 3 editors before it made print. Now, I didn't want to read this to you today. Personally, I'm not offended. I don't care that some indoctrinated college liberal hates white people. Sadly for him, he'll never make it in the world, so it doesn't matter. But the fact that they would not address this, they would not answer whether Rudy is still going to be writing for the paper, they would not answer whether the editors that printed this are still employed, and that it made it to print to begin with, is the real abomination. Imagine if one of you in the crowd today, whether you be black, white, Hispanic, had written this story about another race. Imagine if a white individual wrote this about a black individual. That is abhorrent.
Okay, folks, that was me earlier today at Texas State University. If you're wondering what I was doing there, we'll have the answers on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I'm
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. It is Thursday, November 30th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I literally just got here in the nick of time to be in studio for our normal show hours of 3 to 6 p.m. Central. That is the War Room show. My co-host, Roger Stone, joins us in the second hour. You're not going to want to miss that. We've got big developments out of the White House. Roger has his ear to the ground. He's going to give you all of the updates there. We're going to be joined by Lucian Wintrich at 3:30 here in the first hour, and he's going to talk about his speech at UConn and what the left did to try to shut him up and stop his free speech. And then in the third hour at 5 o'clock Central, Alicia Poe will be joining me. Now, Alicia, she did a bit of her own man on the street work today as she went to Senator Al Franken's office with a woman that has accused Al Franken of sexual harassment, as well as other victims of sexual harassment, and requested that Al Franken resign. Now, what you saw in that video is pretty amazing and shocking in and of itself. So we're going to play a little excerpt of that video, and we're going to hear from Alicia Poe on what she experienced at the senator's office today when she went with the victims. But if you've been following what we did, you'll know that I just got back from Texas State University. So here's the story. In fact, I left the copy in my car, but that's fine. Texas State University publishes the University Star, and that is their student newspaper. And they recently published a story by Rudy Martinez, of which the headline was, "Your DNA is an abomination." Here's an exact quote. Well, look, there's a lot of quotes from this story, and I don't have the full story in front of me, but certain quotes like, "I hate you," you know, "what you expect," "white privilege," you know, "white people are responsible for all the death. As soon as white people die, people will finally be free." You know, that type of stuff. You know, the loving liberals that hate white people so much. So they published that story. Now, if you didn't see our broadcast when we actually went down to Texas State University, I just want to give you a little background. I went down there with my cameraman, Harrison, and actually, it's funny because in the car, we were kind of having a debate about how to approach this whole thing. And his approach actually turned out to be right, because I didn't even want to make a big fuss of this. I just wanted to go down there. This is a story. So I wanted to go down there. I wanted to talk to the students that run the University Star, the student newspaper that published the story. I just wanted to get a comment. I wanted to know if Rudy Martinez is still going to be writing for the paper. I wanted to know if the editors, the opinion editor, the editor in chief, and whoever is in charge of final publication and printing, I wanted to know if they will still be working for the University Star. That's all I wanted to know. I didn't even want to complain about the anti-white bigotry. I didn't even want to complain about victimization or racism or anything. That was my entire purpose, was to go down there, get a word from the University Star to see what they had to say, to disavow. It's very easy. You just disavow. You move forward. You say, we support free speech, but we don't agree with the comments. And then I wanted to talk to some students about how they felt. But that's not how it went down. So I was forced into a situation to embarrass the University Star. I was forced to slay the cucks at the University Star. And that's what happened today. And I gave them an ultimatum. I sat in front of their office for 30 minutes in the sweltering heat. And I said, all I want is a comment. If your editors aren't even here for comment, then just say that. But they left me out in the heat for 30 minutes in the sun. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you what happened. And so I said, look, and by the way, they're all sitting in the office, literally taking pictures, recording me as I'm standing out there. So they're laughing and staring at me as I'm telling them what I'm here doing. And so I gave them the ultimatum. I said, look, all I want is a statement. If you don't give me a statement, then I'm going to make a big fuss of this. And all of the students on campus that didn't previously know about the story are not only going to know about it, they're literally going to hear it. 30 minutes later, they still don't have a comment. So what did I do? I'm a man of my word. I went, I got the bullhorn, I went to the quad, to the speaker circle, and what did I do? I read the entire thing. Is this the whole print right here? Here's a, this is from Campus Reform, just handed to me. Student op-ed calls white people an abomination. Yeah, it goes on. You know, we need to die. Again, I don't even take this personally. You know, I don't even think that this, the nut job that wrote the story would actually have any rubber meet the road on this deal. He doesn't actually want to kill white people. He just wants to express how much he hates white people and how he thinks that because of the college indoctrination, they are responsible for all the death and dying and hatred and everything in the world. Just totally fake news. So there's the video of me at the office. So it was fine. I mean, look, I stayed there for 30 minutes. I gave him 30 minutes to figure it out. I wasn't mad. I wasn't a ranting lunatic. I was very patient. And so I told him, look, if you don't address the media, if you don't come out here and address me, who traveled 30 miles to come down here and hear from you, then I'm just going to be left to assume that you are racist against white people. I'm going to be left to the assumption that you hate white people because you published a story saying white people are an abomination, and now you're leaving a white person out to dry and won't answer his question. So that's just the assumption I'm forced to make because of my experience today. So it went on, and I ended up bullhorning the whole thing, and we had a crowd of, say, I don't know, about 100 people end up gathering around.
I'm not going to leave.
Here's some of the audio right here, I think.
By a student,
that a journalist is here, and they may have to answer a question.
All right, I'm getting audio interference, guys. If you could just pull that all down. I think the crew is trying to get some of this video cut up or something here. But I'm standing there. We get a crowd of about 100 people, and that's when I start engaging with some of the students there. And there's some good conversations I have. We speak to the student body president, who I thought was very well spoken and I thought handled it very well. And I also did another video. It was probably about 5 minutes long, kind of recapping everything. And maybe I'll just play that in one of these 5 minute segments here that we have, because there's certain moments in that video where you would think, if you just look at the optics, where it looks like white people and black people can't get along, which of course is ironic considering that the story was actually written by a Hispanic person. So it's not even about white and black people, but regardless, where I'm having discourse with some black people and it gets very emotional. And some points, I'll just say I've now made a third female liberal cry on camera because of my political beliefs. And I felt bad. But there is a huge disconnect. There is a huge roadblock and a stumbling block in actually moving this discourse forward. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the phone number out. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. This is so difficult to comprehend.
It's honestly so difficult to put into words. It's so difficult to even level up with this topic. So this is the topic. How do we fix race relations? I know it's not simple. I know it's not easy. But I really don't know what I can do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm telling you, I tried talking to black people that think white people are the big problem. I can't move the ball forward. I try to show to them how they're judging me because of my skin, and yet they feel that they're judged because of their skin, and I can't move the ball forward. It's this constant state of victiming. And this is the thing. If you think you're a victim, if you have already victimized yourself, that will hold you back more than any institutional racism that may still exist in this country. Do you understand? If you think you're a victim and you already have that psychological makeup that you're a victim, you're holding yourself back, not racism.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are flying by the seat of our pants here, as we usually are, at InfoWars.com. So here's the deal. In order for me to get a level playing field, in order for me to get an edge, a word in edgewise when having a debate with a liberal, and more specifically with a liberal that identifies as a minority, I have to literally give a dissertation as to how I'm not a racist. That's what I have to do now to actually have discourse with a liberal, and more specifically with a liberal that identifies a minority. So now I have to go into every conversation with these people and give you an essay, give you an entire speech and pontificate on my background and my history to prove you I'm not racist. That sounds good. That sounds like that will help us move the ball forward with race relations. And I'm about to go to your calls. Specifically, I want to hear your calls on this race relations issue. Personally, I wish we could move beyond it, but that's viewed as insensitive and people aren't ready for that yet. So fine. So let's have the conversation. I'm not against having the conversation, but let's actually have the conversation and let's find solutions instead of just using buzzwords, victimizing and blaming people and just universally characterizing entire groups of people. Let's actually figure out what the deal with this is. So that's what I'm taking your calls on specifically here now. The Texas State University article that hated white people, and then what can we actually do to fix race relations? If you watch the video, it's the strangest thing. I'm literally getting shouted down by people saying, "You won't listen, you won't listen," as I'm literally putting a microphone in their face. I have people telling me I won't listen to their opinion as I give them my platform and put a microphone in their face and give them an audience of thousands, if not millions of people that they would have never had without me, without InfoWars. So that's what we do. And then I get shouted down that I don't want to hear your opinion when that's exactly what they're doing to me. And then the other irony is that I go down to Texas State. Again, folks, I'm wearing the InfoWars shirt. On the back of this shirt, it says, "Your free speech does not end when I'm offended." I intentionally wore this shirt to have an overarching point that I'm not even offended by the article saying all white people should die. I really don't even care. The story here is that liberals have a double standard in that if you tried to print this against about any other race besides white people, it would be a national story of racism. But because it's about white people, it's okay. That was my angle. And then the paper refused to speak to me, and it became a new angle. But then again, the irony is that I go down there in response to an anti-white, a bigotry against white people article in Texas State. There's the t-shirt. You can find it on InfoWars.com. My free speech doesn't end when you're offended. I completely agree. I'm not even offended. But the point is I go down there in response to an anti-white article, and then I'm the racist. Even though I'm literally carrying around a story printed by their university saying I should die. And I'm the racist. Again, I'm going to the phones now. I wish we could move beyond this stuff. I understand there's a history. I understand that people still endure racism. I understand all of it. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm not saying it's not an issue. What I'm saying is, it shouldn't be holding you back. And if you think it's holding you back, you're holding yourself back. You're a victim of your own mind. As soon in your mind you identify as a victim, you have already held yourself back more than any institutional racism that may exist today ever could. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Go ahead, Forrest.
How are you doing today, brother? I love your show, and I love what you do. I love that you bring the 24-inch guns on the Bismarck down. I think, you know, this whole racist culture that they're trying to, like, inject into us is forceful. It's not...
Like, see, that's an interesting thing you say. They complain about racism, but they're trying to create a racist environment against white people.
Yeah. And I think the thing is when you actually go talk to people and you get out of these incubator chambers, these whatever you want to call it, you realize that they're not racist. Like, they're black people and white people and brown people. We all deal with the same problems. Like, I'm from Texas. We deal with cartels in the schools. We deal with drug runners. We all have the same common goals. We all want our kids to grow up. But see, when they start saying abomination, that seems like some, you know, your DNA article. That seems like what they're trying to say.
It's a dehumanizing campaign.
Yeah.
It's to dehumanize you.
And you know, Alex Jones brought this up. We're only 7% of the world population. I mean,
look it up. I think Asians make up 70% of the world's population.
Well, what I'm trying to say is every time that, you know, certain percentages of the minorities come to power in South Africa or Rwanda or wherever, it's like it's a program to go kill the people that previously ruled you for, you know, strategic control. It's kind of like when they hate the Jews, right? They always go after the Jews because that's a small population to put those 88 millimeters on, you know, and be like, all right, let's alienate these people and consolidate all power around the hatred of those. And at the end of the day, they rob everybody blind.
Yeah. Well, it's just sad that this is what college students supposedly in higher education spend so much time obsessing over and pontificating on instead of actually making something of themselves. Or if you do think that there's racism against blacks, then get together with your black friends and create your own markets. And I don't even care. Don't have white people in them, whatever, that you can already find that, you know. So it's just like, it's all about victimization and blaming. Thank you for the call, Forrest. Let's move on to Bruce, also in Texas. Bruce, what do we do about race relations, specifically on campus now? We're going to Bruce here, guys.
New Hampshire State of Corruption.
All right, you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, okay, I'm an aerospace engineer, got 37 years experience, and so I approach everything from a very analytical perspective. You just show the facts. Be it analyzing a structure, whatever, just give me the facts. To me, I wish you or Alex would have like a 5 minutes of fact every day where you simply go through, because what most irritates people, you do it all the time. InfoWars is outstanding at this. You show the facts. You are like totally on fact. No rhetoric. I mean, you entertain, but everything you do is based on pure, raw, irrefutable facts. So these people, well, for instance, it even spins over into the NFL thing.
Well, Bruce, I got to stop you right there because, and you can hold if you want, but I got to go to my guest after this. But here's my question in the final 30 seconds. We've tried with facts. We give these people facts. Facts don't work on these people. So what do you do then?
Well, to me, you just keep it up, because I know when I debate with people, ultimately the facts goes through. Because if you stop, that's what they want you to do. They want you to keep just showing facts. Eventually, people will get that red pill.
So just pound the facts. Just continue. You know what? Bruce is actually right. Facts and truth, that is the rock. That is the rock in which we found our argument. That is the truth. That, I don't know if that'll work, but that is the rock. We'll be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that
you don't?
Sir, can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, there is other news going on out there. Matt Lauer, Rat Lauer, is being exposed. The Dow goes over 24,000. Do you even realize that when Trump was elected, the Dow was at 18,000? It is now up 30% since Trump's election. Wow. Tax cuts could be coming. All kinds of news. Other news we'll get to. But the big story is what's going on in college campuses right now. I experienced today. You could see all that video on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, the Alex Jones Facebook channel. But Lucian Wintrich experienced this himself. Now, Lucian joins me here. He went to the University of Connecticut to execute his free speech and to address an audience there. There's Lucian there looking sharp. But you were not welcomed. You were not met with a bunch of people that loved you. There were people that protested, wanted to shut you down. Tell us about that experience.
So these far left radical students, they occupied half the seats in the auditorium. I spoke to dozens of young conservatives, young Republicans outside who weren't allowed to enter, weren't able to enter because these students took up all the seats. They didn't let me get through a minute of this speech, which, by the way, the full speech is available on thegatewaypundit.com. It was calling for an end of to racism, to race baiting by the mainstream media. And, of course, the half an hour into the speech, this far left radicalist who what does she do? She's an advisor over at a neighboring community college. She grabs the speech off the lectern so that I wouldn't be able to deliver the rest of it. Oh,
she literally went up to the stage and took it?
She, you know, which is wild. We were surrounded, or we had cops on either side. They refused to intervene as these students were getting more and more rowdy, and as these people who
Wait, you're telling me that the racist, bigoted police didn't protect your white privilege ass?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, the left keeps claiming, oh, we can't walk out of the door, without getting arrested. Here's what actually happens.
Wow.
You try to deliver a speech, somebody steals it from you, and
they're
then
you're showing the video right now. This is unbelievable. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you had to put up with this.
You know, they took me into the back. Oh, you might enjoy this. They took me into this back restroom, right? And they had to hold me there because these demonstrators were smashing the windows of the building, throwing smoke bombs in. The cops put me in handcuffs.
Oh
and
my gosh.
They said they were doing it for my safety. They said, you know, as long as you're in handcuffs, if anything happens to you, then we're the ones responsible. So if somebody shoots you, will be responsible for that. Don't worry about it. And I was like, no, take off the handcuffs, please.
Yeah.
I'm fine being responsible for myself. We are in America
I didn't realize all of this went down. I read the stories. I didn't see the video. I feel bad, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, we're pressing charges against this woman, and the way the media spins this is wild. They said that I attacked a student. She wasn't a student. She was in her late 30s, early 40s. She's a college advisor at a local community college. She's a known radical.
So not
leftist.
Even UConn. Not even UConn.
Not even UConn. No affiliation. She's a radical leftist, okay, who back in the day used to organize Occupy Wall Street protests.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild, and it's wild, to even just see this thing unfold and how the media, portrays it. And then of course we have morons like Ben Shapiro saying, oh, this was so unprofessional. Like, okay, well, you know, next time Ben Shapiro is giving a speech, whoever wants to run up to him, I guess can mug him, right? And he'll stand there and say, oh, well, you know, this happens.
Wait a second, why is Ben Shapiro saying that? Ben Shapiro has been victimized by the same nonsense.
Oh yeah, well, you know, he's against anything that doesn't appear on the Daily Wire. He's living on his own island in his own reality. It's absolute nonsense. In most states, and I'm sure you know this, in most states, if you're mugged, if somebody takes something from you, right, you can exercise reasonable action to reobtain your property. And we need to stand up for ourselves as conservatives, because if the left starts stealing from us, if they know that, oh, we can run up to the podium and not be charged with anything, get away scot-free, let's do this to every conservative speaker.
And let's be perfectly clear here.
Back the speech.
I have to rehash this scene. So, you get to the podium, you're getting ready to deliver your speech, you've already got a situation where just like at the inauguration, they're basically blocking out your supporters. Just like they stopped Trump supporters from getting in, they're blocking your supporters from getting in there and listening. But then you're in there at the podium and they're showing the video now. And that woman comes up, literally rips your speech, approaches the podium, takes your speech away from you.
And you see my hand, Owen, I'm going for the speech. You can see my left hand, I'm holding her while I'm going for the speech to retrieve the speech.
Well, what are you supposed to do? What do they want you to do? Just take it? Bullying?
You'll see my right hand now holding on to her and then my left hand grabbing the speech. And as I'm escorted out, you see that I did get the speech back.
See, this is literally, though, this is what they don't understand. This is a Nazi tactic.
Oh, yeah.
Where they think that they're beyond reproach and that they are above the law. So, and they're, oh, we have the moral high ground. I'm taking a white supremacist speech. So they think they can just go and take your speech and they have the right to do so because they think you're a Nazi. No, they should have been the one in handcuffs. She should have been the one that was shown off campus, not you.
And, you know, hopefully she will be today. The detective over there at UConn is pursuing my charges against her. I mean, adding to all of the irony behind this entire ordeal, you know, my grandfather was a colonel in the Polish resistance. He fought against the Nazis. And so when these students come in saying, go home, Nazis, we should fight the Nazis. Yeah, I agree with you. My grandfather wrote a book. He literally wrote a book about it. We should be fighting the Nazis. What did the Nazis do, though? They would prevent people with dissenting opinions from speaking. They would exercise completely unlawful action to shut people down. Those are the real Nazis. This woman who's a college advisor is behaving like a real Nazi. And we need to make that abundantly clear.
Okay, I want you to get again, because I'm just trying to rehash this whole scene. So they take you away from the madness. You didn't even get to give your speech. And then you're sitting in the back.
Not a word.
And then they started to vandalize the campus, smashing things?
I had to have a police barricade set up. They led me into a bathroom and closed it off. Students were smashing windows, throwing smoke bombs into the building. All the fire alarms went off. It was a beyond chaotic atmosphere. And then after the cops refused, they kept saying, oh, you're in handcuffs for your own protection. Because if anybody assaults you, then it's just our...
Dude, this is so insane. I mean, how does it feel to drum up so much controversy?
Quite honestly, at the end of the day, I would have really just liked to deliver that speech.
You are not a controversial guy. You just wanted to go speak at the campus.
Listen, I'm a White House correspondent out of D.C. Trying to give a speech against racism, against the race baiting that leftist media does on a day-to-day basis. And the left is so scared to have a speech like that go through because their entire thing functions off of race baiting. They want to say it's not okay to be white. You should be ashamed.
Yeah.
Vote for us and maybe you'll have some sort of relief.
Wait. Was anyone else put in handcuffs that day besides you?
Only the person, literally not even the person who threw the smoke bombs in the building, just one of the people who broke a window. Not the woman. The woman's going to be arrested today. I mean, that's happening. We're pressing charges against her. But that night, I was really the only person completely wrongfully arrested.
Yeah, you know, I would consider filing a lawsuit against the people that put you in handcuffs. I mean, that is absurd. We're going to be right back. Another segment with Luchin Wintrust. Don't go anywhere.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I have to tell you, watching the video of Lucian being arrested really ticks me off, really rubs me the wrong way. Just like it would for anyone else that gets wrongfully arrested or handcuffed or put down. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is or your skin color is. That sucks to watch. And, you know, I've never talked about this because I don't want to make this a story. I don't want to talk about myself because you can see the results and what happens when you talk about this. I brought this up today, though. One of the biggest arguments that people make when talking about white versus black racism is, look at how black people go to jail versus white people. So they make this assumption that if you're white, you can't go to jail. And sure, there might be some institutional problems there. I think it's more of a socioeconomic issue. But so I raised the point today when they keep saying this stuff, because that's their number one argument. Look at the numbers of black people getting jailed versus white people. So they assume if you're white, you've never been to jail. So I said, look, I've been to jail. In fact, I would bet that of all the black people here saying I'm privileged because I'm white, I bet I've been to jail more than any of them. So then what's their response? Oh, now you're bragging about being in jail. No, see, I'm making a counterpoint that when you break the law, you get arrested. It's not because I'm white. It's because I broke the law. And then they twist it and they contort it and they can't have. So Lucian, I got to tell you, when I saw you getting handcuffed, there is nothing worse. And it's the same thing. This is why black people get upset. I understand why they get upset when they see the stories about, you know, all the police brutality that CNN shoves down their throat and tries to paint that is the only thing that happens between police and black people, which is inaccurate. But you can understand why they would get upset with that. That's why I get upset when I saw what happened to you. I mean, I still am in shock. I mean, is anyone, like, have any groups reached out to you? How about the ACLU? Have you heard from the ACLU?
Yeah, I haven't. Plenty, I will say, plenty of lawyers reached out, and a few of them are handling the case pro bono, and we are proceeding with that. Just to touch upon an issue you just brought up. Yeah, people don't realize, especially on the left, they don't realize how it's not only damaging for white people, right? So young white kids, and you'll see these videos on YouTube of a white 10-year-old male saying, you know, I feel so embarrassed because I'm white. I feel so awful that I'm part of this system of oppression. And then you also have to look at it from the black perspective, right? A young black guy logging onto Facebook, logging onto Twitter, seeing these obscene articles from CNN to Huffington Post saying, if you're black, you'll never get ahead in America. We're living in this white supremacist culture. There's no bother. What sort of environment is that to bring up young people in general, regardless of race? It's toxic. And that's what I was trying to address during my speech. If the university and if the cops on duty allowed it to happen, listen to this, and this is wild. We haven't fully confirmed this yet, but Susan Herbst, at the president of UConn, she's making $800,000 a year. $800,000 a year, and it really does seem to us that she told these officers, some of whom were Trump supporters, to stand down during this speech. You can see, if you watch the full footage, that I asked them multiple times if they will remove these rowdy people who don't go to the school. They refused. They only intervened after I got my speech back.
All right. So again, I just, when you make these important points, I like to have you just restate them. So you're saying that it's your understanding that the president of UConn basically created an environment of which it was okay for you to have your speech stolen and for you to basically get bullied. That was something that the president directly can be held responsible for, you think?
Oh, well, hey, she can definitely be held responsible for it. During this speech, I approached them multiple times and I said, can we contain this situation? People are getting rowdy. This is getting out of control. Can we have them removed? And they said, we were told that that they have the right to demonstrate in here also. Okay, listen, if somebody's trying to give a speech, and I'm sure if they actually listened to the speech, they would have agreed with multiple points that I made. The media is race baiting. The leftist media is race baiting, and it's up to us to stop that. Cause it is.
Well, isn't that the whole point though? I mean, I think that point is literally proven in this story, where I guarantee you those people protesting you probably have never read one of your stories. They probably don't even know who the Gateway Pundit is or who you work for or who you write for. But because you're white or because you've been identified as a Trump supporter, well, now it's okay. See, you're less than human.
So, I mean, and here's a little game I like to play. Imagine if the speech was called It's Okay to Be Black, right? First of all, I'm sure if anybody was giving a speech called...
They hate playing this game.
if anybody was giving a speech called It's Okay to Be Black, the media would freak out initially and say, it's just okay to be black, it's not fantastic. You don't want to go overboard with that. No, it's just okay to be black. I want to give the speech. And then imagine if somebody stole, while this person was giving an It's Okay to Be Black speech, stole the speech from under their hands, and the black person retrieved it. And then the black person was arrested.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine how that would play out in the media?
Dude, if you were black, you would have already been interviewed by CNN 5 times. You might even have your own show. MSNBC would give you your own weekend show. You'd probably get an opinion column in the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you might even get some sort of award from the ACLU.
I'd be Times Person of the Year.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's really wild. And the more we expose this hypocrisy, which was the point, you know, it's okay to be white as a tagline that started on 4chan. And their intention was to expose the hypocrisy of the left, to show that the left really doesn't want people to think that it's just okay even to be white. If you're white, you should feel deep guilt and regret every single day. So they hate when we try to change that narrative.
I mean, it's like, it sounds crazy. Like, people will hear you say that And if they're not familiar with the situation, they're like, oh, look at this crazy guy. But no, that's why you go give these speeches. You prove it in real time. That's why I go down to Texas State University and confront them on their paper publishing a story about how white people need to die. I mean, it's sad that that's kind of the low level that it's reached where we can't even actually, like, our goal isn't even to have a critical debate or discourse with these people because we can't have it. We just have to literally put ourselves out there and then say, hey, watch, look at how these people respond, and then you make a judgment call.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the left is terrified that when people hear us speak, when they hear the rational religion we're trying to get across, they're going to lose voters. Because the points we're making and the hypocrisy we're exposing, it ruins them. It ruins their narrative. And they need, with all their might, to maintain that narrative. So they'll arrest us for just trying to express something, trying to explain what we're actually fighting against.
Well, it's too bad. I know that it takes a lot of effort to organize these events. You obviously prepared a speech. You know, you went through all the rigmarole to get this done. And then you get shut down. You get shut down by leftists and liberals and honestly the biggest hate group in America. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, these people complain, they cry KKK, they cry Nazi, they all of these groups that are so dead and gone, it's ridiculous to even bring them up is to give them more credit than they deserve in these days. But the real hate group, I mean, you want to talk about the biggest hate group in America, it's Democrats, it's leftists, it's liberals, and we prove this time and time again. When does the Overton window shift? When do we cross the threshold of the narrative officially changing from, okay, you know what, the Nazis aren't actually implementing any policy. The KKK isn't actually, they don't have a mandate. Maybe the hate really actually falls on the other group here. Do you think we can cross that threshold?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, they love putting these hate groups on display. These groups make up a couple thousand people in a country of millions and millions. And they love pointing to a couple hateful people and claiming that it's all of conservatives, all of Trump supporters, all of the right. No, which side of the argument is publishing these stories that, oh, we hope that this shooter was a white man. Toxic masculinity. They're creating a highly racially volatile atmosphere. And as I've seen you do every day, we're fighting against it. And that terrifies them. We need to continue the fight. Well, and if somebody steals from us, we need to grab our property back.
Exactly. But you're not even allowed to stand up for yourself anymore. I mean, that's the crime now. You can't even stand up for yourself. But the most amazing thing is, I mean, the double standards reach far and wide where I present this article and I'm like, how can you say there's no racism against white people? Look at the article that was just printed. And then they say, but we removed that article. And I say, okay, well, how are blacks being, you know, how is there racism? Slavery. We ended slavery. The double standards here are beyond. Lucian, 10 seconds left. What parting words do you have for the audience?
You know, Ollie, keep fighting the good fight. We need to keep standing up for ourselves. Because when the left thinks that they have the ability to shove us around, to steal from us, they're only going to go further. We need to end that.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
This is out of control, folks.
It's like a, you know, it's like a hurricane, a cyclone of nonsense, and trying to reason in a hurricane is not easy. This comes across my desk. Rob Dew just ran in here. His hair was literally flowing as he sprinted. This comes out of Finland. No aggravated rape sentence for 23-year-old migrant who raped 10-year-old girl. All right, so obviously this story is disgusting. It hurts your soul to even think about this crime that was committed. I'm going to try to compose myself and make a larger point to the topic, though. They say white privilege, and they want to associate all of these cultural things with white privilege. But the problem is when you have a critical thought process and break it down, if you have to label someone as privileged, if you really have to obsess over who's got it best and you're too busy looking at who's got it better off than you that you can't even do anything on your own, you're going to victimize yourself. When you're obsessing over everyone else, what everyone else is doing, and then trying to stack it up, you're not climbing the ladder. Instead of climbing the ladder and kicking ass, I mean, like, folks, it's just, I wish, I don't want to tell my story. I'm just telling you, if people knew, like, I had to grind my ass to get to this point. Literally working 5-6 different jobs a day, 16-hour days regularly. You don't see me bitching about it. But you want to talk about privilege, folks? How about migrant privilege, where you get to rape a 10-year-old girl and get off scot-free? How about migrant privilege in America, where you get everything paid for you, you can get a license after you've had DUIs, you can get a DUI and not go to jail? How about migrant privilege? No, I'm bigoted for saying that. How about Asian privilege? You want me to talk about Asian privilege? 60% of the world is Asian. You look at stats in America, Asians hardly never get arrested, and they make more money than anyone else, other than maybe Indians who actually are Asian. But, oh, don't look at the stats and don't think logically and say, well, why aren't Asian Americans being arrested? Maybe because they're not breaking the law. So you want to talk about privilege, there's your privilege. But this video came out. I'm not going to play the lyrics because there's too much cursing that we couldn't play it. But go ahead and roll this video. This is a rap video from Joyner Lucas. It's called I'm Not Racist. Now, this is a powerful video. It's going major viral. And I have to say, I mean, you want to talk about art in music? You want to talk about art and genius in the music industry? You don't really get it too much these days when it gets watered down with the Ariana Grandes and the Justin Biebers. I'm not hating on you if you like that music. Some of it I like. I'm just saying there's not much there. It's very empty. It's very shallow. Not like what rap actually used to be or other music. Listening to Phil Collins on the way here, like, why don't people make this music anymore? Regardless, so he puts this video out. Brilliant. I mean, literally brilliant. Every aspect, every angle that he makes. Because you're watching it at first, and if you don't watch the entire video, you wouldn't understand it. You would think one thing if you didn't watch the entire video. Then you watch the whole video, and it all makes sense. And this is the real answer. This to me is the answer. This is what I'm always pushing for, because I'm always someone that's loved debate. I've always someone that's been a, you know, first to jump at an argument. I admit that. I don't care. I'm fine with that. I'm a cynic. you know, say whatever you want. I know what I am. But at the end of this video, after the white guy mentions all of his problems, essentially with black people, the black guy mentions all of his problems against white people, and then they come to a moment of understanding and togetherness, and they hug. And that to me is what it's all about. I'm not trying to deny the past. I'm not trying to deny any racism. I'm not trying to ignore anything that's happened to an individual because of their skin color or their political beliefs or anything. My point is, I don't hate you. And I know that you really don't hate me either. That's been indoctrinated into your mind. Let's break bread. We have different ideas, but we're all human. We're all Americans. And at the end of the day, we should be able to get along. Roger Stone on the other side.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled.
That's all right. I don't want to play it anyway.
Filled to the absolute top. The real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is the War Room.
You're on the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyd. We have some interesting... there's so much... got a technical issue. Let's get to the...
All right, I'm going to take us here. We're having an audio issue there with Roger as he's about to be joining us. You're not going to want to miss this, folks, though, as Roger had to break away from his co-host duties yesterday because of developments out of the White House. I've been a little preoccupied today. I haven't done my typical news aggregation, but it's my understanding that it looks like there's going to be some developments around Pompeo, around Tillerson, and maybe some shakeups there. Guys, let me know when Roger is good to go. So again, more White House intrigue, more developments coming out of the White House. We're going to have all of that from Roger Stone once we get his audio issues figured out. In the meantime, though, I haven't even plugged today. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm not complaining, okay, about working so much. Nobody here complains about being on call all the time. But you know, Alex takes care of us. He makes sure that we get paid and that we're not living broke. And he makes sure that people here are comfortable and happy. I'm not saying we live a lavish lifestyle, farthest from it. Trust me, Alex drives a very standard car. At least you wouldn't think it was much. But it's all possible because of you at InfoWarsStore.com. It's so important that you understand that you are the lifeblood. And I love the fact that I'm able to go down to Texas State today, take a cameraman, take a bunch of equipment. You know, the chicken man smashed our mic, so we had to buy a new one. He hasn't forked up chickens. You know, chickens don't really operate on the U.S. dollar. So it's really hard for a chicken man to pay back the property damage that he is guilty of. But regardless, because of you, we're able to do all this. And then we're able to come back here and have a huge staff and bring you a special broadcast now 10 hours a day. But it's all because of you. So we're paying it forward. We're extending our Cyber Monday specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, there's the chicken man who broke our microphone. Hundreds of dollars of damage. The chicken man is yet to pay. Maybe he should lay some eggs and try to sell them. But you make it all possible. We've got huge specials, Cyber Monday extended. This includes, and this is huge, free shipping store-wide, folks. Now, why is this such a big deal? Well, maybe you're not saving a bunch of money if you use free shipping, if you get 50% off Survival Shield, one of our greatest supplements, or if you get a t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, one of our free speech t-shirts. But let's say you're looking for water filters, which if you're not filtering your water right now, what are you doing? Well, we've got 25% off the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, 25% off that. This is where you get your savings, folks. This is a big ticket item. First of all, you're already saving a lot of money because of the 25% off, but now you're saving even more because of free shipping. So think about that. If you're thinking of, if you're finally ready to make the smart decision and filter your water, free shipping and 25% off right now, Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, and our air filters and everything else, emergency food, the big heavy items that are expensive to ship, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. You make it possible. Thank you so much. God bless you. You are the InfoWar. All right, we've got Roger connected. Roger, I know there's some intrigue in the White House, some developments. You had to break away to get all the details yesterday. What do you got?
Owen, I'm glad to be with you. I'm sorry that we've had technical issues because I wanted you to see the hat that I'm sporting on today's show.
We saw the beautiful beret.
This is known as the Rob Dew. Will be available soon on the InfoWars.com store with the InfoWars logo on the front of it.
Wow.
Che Guevara wore one. Roger Stone wears one. Rob Dew wears one. When are you going to get with the program, Owen?
Well, Roger, I just don't know if I can pull that look off. It's not a look that it's just not my look. I don't know.
Anyway, glad to be with you today.
I'm looking forward to the hat. Maybe I'll wear the hat once we get it on the store.
The news out of the White House, reported by today's New York Times, is incredibly accurate. And if you go back to the Alex Jones show several months ago, I predicted that the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, would be gone by January 1st. Let's call this the Rexit. Now, this is probably not surprising for a number of reasons. First of all, the fact that Rex Tillerson was recommended for his current job as Secretary of State by none other than Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor under George W. Bush, one of the major cheerleaders for the Iraq War. And Tillerson and the president have never really shared the same worldview when it comes to foreign policy. The president ran as an anti-interventionist, not an isolationist. He understands that ISIS is evil and they don't mean us any good. He knows that he is forced as president to clean up the loose ends that are caused by the last 30 years of a neocon-based foreign policy in which we were sticking our nose into all kinds of international conflicts where we had no inherent interests. Beyond that, I don't think Tillerson was ever a particularly great fit in terms of style. Remember, when you go from being the head of AT&T, or in his case, the head of Exxon, he had a fleet of airplanes at his disposal. He had a platoon of personal aides at his disposal. And he was used to what we see in business. The boss gives an order, the order is carried out. In government, when the boss gives an order, the bureaucrats yawn and then they leave for lunch. And I don't think he ever got the difference between business and politics. I think, in truth, Owen, the president has found it disconcerting and a little disorienting because in the high-powered world of real estate, when Donald Trump gave an order, his orders were carried out. Now when Donald Trump gives an order to the bureaucracy, they do their very best to try to ignore him. Then the question becomes, what will happen to the job of Secretary of State? This is a killer job. This is not a job for a man or woman in their 70s. It's nonstop travel. My friend Jim Baker, Secretary of the Treasury, former White House Chief of Staff under Ronald Reagan, just aged visibly in his time in this role because it's so incredibly stressful. What appears to be in the works is a competition between the current CIA director, Mr. Pompeo, and the current United Nations ambassador, Nikki Haley. I would say Pompeo, who is a bit of an enigma to me, has the leg up in that contest.
Now, is that specifically because Pompeo is somebody that Trump brought in himself, whereas Haley was already there before Trump?
Well, they're both Trump appointees. Let's go through the history on each. Pompeo is an enigma because as a member of the House, he tended to hang with the Freedom Caucus and be a more libertarian and reform-oriented Republican. Now, for reasons that I really cannot put my finger on, he just seems to be a running dog lackey for the Mandarins at the CIA. No matter what lie they tell, he'll swear to it. For example, Julian Assange is a Russian asset. That's a lie. That's false. They have no evidence that proves that. And when you ask them under oath in Congress, as they asked, for example, James Comey, he said, and I quote, "Yeah, we think they use some kind of cutout there." Does that sound like proof to you? So for some reason, who knows, maybe they have Pompeo's children held captive in a warehouse someplace. I can't explain why he's gone overnight from being a fairly thoughtful, libertarian-oriented member of the House to being an apologist for the deep state.
Well, we're going to have more of this on the other side. I've got a couple questions for Roger. More White House intrigue as there appears to be shakeups coming for the Secretary of State. Brexit on its way. Who will replace him? We've got more of it on the other side with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this
that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The War Room with an absentee Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. You know, Alex Jones really hit it on the head when he said that we are the tip of the spear, that we are the revolution, which is why I ask all of our supporters and those who are inherently interested in the truth to go to the InfoWars.com store right now and pick up on some of these extraordinary bargains. I really don't know how Alex Jones does this. 67% off Silver Bullet. Literally the finest silver colloidal formula I've been able to find. 50% off on Brain Force Plus. I know a lot of libtards who could use a lot of this. That's a tremendous price. 50% off of Survival Shield. This really kind of torques up your immunity for this time of year. With the season change, my family swears by this product. And the best thing about buying at the InfoWars.com store is you not only help us, you help yourself, but you help fund what Alex Jones has in mind is an extraordinary expansion as we take on CNN and Fox and others and leave them in the dust. They're fake news. You can fund the real news by going to the InfoWars.com store now. And when it comes to Christmas gifts, the books, the T-shirts, the First Amendment-oriented T-shirts. Some extraordinary deep bargains here. Great products. Your family will be delighted, and you will be funding the American Renaissance and the resistance to the atheistic, godless globalists that seek to destroy this country. So, folks, hit the site now and help us and help yourself. Oh, and it's extraordinary that yesterday, at about the time that we were on the War Room, the news hit the circuits that Randy Credico, veteran New York activist, very, very popular radio host at WBAI, a progressive left station in New York City, was revealed to be my source with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. You will recall when I testified for the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, Congressman Swalwell, and others demanded to know who was the journalist who had confirmed for me that when Julian Assange said on July 21st of last year that he had a trove of material on Hillary that he would publish, that was correct. Now, Credico has interviewed Julian Assange three times in landmark interviews. This is some of the best radio journalism you're going to hear. When no other host in America really could get Assange on the phone, Credico was able to get to a number of the issues and give Assange an opportunity to respond to the canard being peddled by our non-intelligence agencies that Assange was a Russian asset and WikiLeaks was a Russian front. Interestingly now, the House Intelligence Committee had this information. I only reluctantly turned over his name. I did not supply it when I testified. I attempted to shield Credico for two reasons. One, because I believe there would be an effort to hurt him professionally if his name became known. I was worried about blowback and an attack on him. And secondarily, he's a journalist, and our conversation was off the record, which generally is respected in this country. I stress to you that Credico's role was exceedingly limited. I knew that he knew Assange. I knew that Assange trusted him, or he would not have had his interviews. And I knew that he could simply confirm for me, before I went to InfoWars with it, that Assange had the goods on Hillary. As you know, we like to have multiple sources on anything we report. When we pick up a fragment of information, it's vitally important that it be confirmed. And Credico confirmed for me. Now he is the subject of an extraordinary witch hunt. The House Intelligence Committee wants him to testify. He has declined. They have issued a subpoena and they made it very clear that he will be detained if he refuses to show up. Now, Randy Credico is a very interesting guy. He got his start as a stand-up comic and impressionist. By the way, you should hear his Alex Jones. It's amazing. He had a meteoric career. He then crashed and burned with a drug abuse problem after being on with Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, and others. Then he has come back from that personal adversity and headed a guerrilla movement for drug law reform, for the legalization of marijuana, and for prison reform. And he's really a character. He uses street theater and his talents as an impressionist to puncture the hypocrisy of the political establishment here in New York. He's a good man, and he's being harassed by the deep state simply because he did the work that journalists do. He confirmed that Julian Assange did, in fact, have the goods on Hillary, and that they would publish them in October.
Well, the amazing thing to me, Roger, is that Julian Assange, you know, historically, I mean, you would probably classify him as a real liberal. I mean, as someone who actually kind of has more liberal political beliefs, not the foaming at the mouth leftist that we deal with now. But that's why I think, you know, in the past, Julian has always kind of gravitated towards liberal people in the media and not as much conservatives. But all of a sudden, that's conveniently forgotten.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Owen. All of my liberal friends thought Julian Assange was terrific when he was torturing George W. Bush and when he was revealing the deep secrets of the Bush administration. Now, I must tell you, I think Assange is neither left nor right. He's just a journalist, and he reports what he finds. He goes where the facts lead him, and the facts have led him to massive cover-ups of corruption by the deep state. He's publishing information about Hillary because Hillary and her husband have been in power for 30 years. I guarantee you, if he had some negative or derogatory information on Donald Trump, he would print it. But Donald Trump hasn't been running the country for 30 years. He's been running a private real estate company. Those Democrats kept saying, why aren't you attacking Trump? It's kind of ludicrous. It wasn't Donald Trump who said, why don't we use a drone to kill Julian Assange?
Yeah, and it feels to me that they're really struggling to accept the fact that the content of the emails is real. It's like they're trying to divert on 1,000 different distractions, blame Assange, blame Stone, blame everything, but don't actually look at the content of the emails.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
Your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Ironically, we had the veteran New York comic and activist Randy Credico right here at the War Room last September. Let's play a little bit of that.
With the Democrats. What do you think former President Richard Nixon would have thought of this?
Well, I would have said,
this is something right out of Bobby Baker's playbook, the way he was able to maneuver this, Schumer, and get the deal. I got to give Mr. Trump credit. He did the right thing. You could call it Machiavellian, but this is real politics, my friend. And he did something that I would say was very skillful and going right to the Democrats and Chuck Schumer.
Well, for those who haven't figured this out, we are joined by WBAI's Randy Credico, who is not only a crusading critic of the deep state, a liberal Democrat, a former opponent of Senator Schumer, but also in a previous career was one of the most celebrated impressionists in the show business realm. And I appreciate your joining us, Randy, and showing us the various characters that you are able to bring to life.
Well, it's great to be on the show, Roger. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say, you know, this race against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, just to stick on her for a minute.
Fade off this.
First of all, I don't think she's going to be the Democratic candidate. This guy Konova is going to be running.
There you have it. Randy Credico, extraordinarily talented individual and someone deeply committed to opposing the deep state. Truly a crusader for justice. And right now, everybody in New York and in the media in Washington, New York, is seeking to get Randy Credico for an interview. Even your hero, Owen, Don Lemon from CNN.
Wait, Lemonhead? Lemonhead can't get the interview?
He's been trying to book Randy Credico. Credico is laying low. His lawyers indicated to my attorneys that he may choose to exert his Fifth Amendment privileges and not be questioned by the Adam Schiff witch hunt. So stay tuned. We'll see how this develops. I asked Randy a week ago whether he was prepared to spend some time in jail if he thwarted a congressional subpoena. And he said, well, it wouldn't be the first time I've been in jail. He has been willing to be jailed at various protests here in New York just to try to make his point. So I would urge the deep staters not to challenge him. Plus, he told me he has been brushing up his Frank Pantangela impression if he is called. Roger Stone this, Roger Stone that. Could be very entertaining.
Well, and, you know, that's why – see, there's this weird complex, I think, right now in the liberal media that they aren't getting the juices from Assange. They want that access. They're not getting it because Assange knows they're fake news. So they give it to Credico, and then they're fully triggered that Credico gets it and not them. But that's why they go to Credico, because he's a real source, and he's not going to sell out the people that give him the intel.
Well, and let's be very clear. He is most definitely not a supporter of Donald Trump. I believe he supported Jill Stein in the last election. He is a liberal Democrat. He challenged Chuck Schumer in the Democratic primary to try to dramatize the issue of drug law reform. He ran as a write-in candidate for governor. This is somebody who understands street theater and understands how to make a point. And I have a feeling that if he appeared before the committee, first of all, he has a dead-on impression of Adam Schiff, which you got to hear. It's just amazing. Just amazing.
I don't even know how you would do that, how you could do a pencil neck impression.
Well, Credico has it mastered because, you know, he's got that high, squeaky, and almost effeminate voice.
And then he just kind of chugs a gallon of soy milk, and then he's good to go.
As I said yesterday on the Alex Jones show, extraordinarily, Mr. Schiff has sponsored legislation currently in the U.S. Congress that declares that the U.S. government has never paid out any monies whatsoever for damages pertaining to vaccinations. Now, we know that the courts, the federal courts, have required the government to pay out more than $3.5 billion in the last 10 years for individuals who were damaged by mandatory government vaccinations. The register is on the internet. It's purposely made extremely hard to read and hard to search. But this is like saying the Holocaust never happened. It's just as outrageous as that statement.
Roger, I'm glad that you just said that. I'm about to bring this document in. We covered this ad nauseum yesterday. We actually got the federal document that shows the millions of dollars and the hundreds and thousands of cases of payouts for vaccine damages.
But Adam Schiff has his Resolution 327. A resolution, you understand, isn't a law. It's just like a sense of Congress, which actually says that no one has been injured by vaccinations.
We are literally showing the documents with the millions of dollars of payouts. What is Pencilneck going to say, Neff? There's never been a payout for sexual harassment either?
It is pretty extraordinary that anyone can do this with a straight face. I mean, it is almost, I don't know, yesterday I had Michelle Ford, the president of the Vaccine Injury Awareness League, on the Alex Jones show. An extraordinary woman doing an extraordinary job. But she pointed out that the health data collected by CDC since the 1990s is available online, but you cannot do a Freedom of Information request because they jointly store the information between private companies and the federal government. They're able to essentially shield the data from the American people. And it's really quite extraordinary. It's called, let's see, I've got the exact name of it. It is the National, pardon me, it's the, it's a warehouse of data that is controlled by CDC jointly with the insurers, including Kaiser Washington, Kaiser Northwest, Northern California Kaiser, Southern California Kaiser. Because they're collaborators, we are not entitled to this data. But it documents the billions of dollars being paid out to people who were damaged by these vaccinations. So it's hard to understand what Mr. Schiff could possibly be talking about. It would be like passing a resolution that says the sky is not blue.
And this is the same Pencilneck obsessing over the Russian collusion fake news story. Roger, I'm sorry. What has Russia done to the American citizens? What damage has Russia done to the American citizens? None. What damage has vaccine done to American citizens? Well, according to the courts, millions and millions of dollars. Why aren't we complaining about vaccine companies colluding with the government? Where's that from Adam Schiff?
Well, and frankly, I think the House Ethics Committee should have a hearing on Adam Schiff's fundraising among arms dealers. I think that would be an apt subject for examination by for the American people.
Well, I've been saying this for a while now. The longer they scream, the more skeletons they have in their closet. I'm guessing Adam Schiff has some skeletons in his closet that he's trying to distract from. All right, Roger Stone is with us for one more segment. This is The War Room. We are about to go to break. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we want to work hard because we know that you support us. So keep supporting us, and we'll continue to work hard. This is The War Room. One more segment with Roger Stone on the other side.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone with my co-pilot, Owen Schroyer. And before we go any further, I want to ask you again to do your family Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. You see, we can't depend on mysterious globalist billionaires to foot the bill for our news reporting. We can only depend on the InfoWarriors and the patriotic Americans out there who know you can go to InfoWars.com and get the truth. Anytime, day or night. We've broken an extraordinary number of stories in the last 4 months. We were out front on who really funded the dirty dossier. We had it before anybody in the mainstream media. We correctly predicted that Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, will be leaving that position by the end of the year. But if you want to continue to get these extraordinary scoops, then you need to help us out by going to the InfoWars store now and looking up some of these incredible specials. 67% off Silver Bullet, 50% off of Brain Force Plus, Every liberal you know could use a bottle of that. These are the very best all-natural products in the marketplace. I've tried them all. I've been a follower of Eastern medicine for many years. I understand the incredible value of high-quality herbs and other natural substances. And you could go to the drugstore and buy something with the same type of label and the same claim. But I can tell you right now, the quality of the ingredients won't touch what Alex Jones and his team of scientists have at the InfoWars.com store. In every genre, these are the best products on the market. You cannot find better products. And to just get on the store and be listed for sale, you have to undergo rigorous testing, because Alex Jones will never bring you anything that is second best. So you can help yourself. You can help us. But more importantly, you can help America, because we are the tip of the spear. Owen, back to you.
Well, Roger, we're dealing with a lot of double standards, and I think that our hope is, at the end of the day, that if we expose these double standards, that people in the middle will start to gravitate towards what people want to call conservatives or nationalists or what have you. But I've got a topic that I'd like to discuss with you real quick. We've all heard the term mainstream media. In fact, this was a term that Alex Jones really kind of revolutionized to identify the government media, Democrat media complex spin machine. But Roger, I think we've reached a new point now where I don't even want to call it mainstream media anymore. I think mainstream media is dead, because when we say mainstream media, we're referring to, honestly, the liberal leftist media like MSNBC, CNN, because Fox News has honestly separated themselves, you know, for the most part. I'm not saying Fox News is perfect. I'm saying for the most part, you can now distinctly tell the difference between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. So I want to declare mainstream media dead. I think mainstream media is dead, and it's now time to replace the term mainstream media with fake news media. That's what they are. CNN and MSNBC is literally fake media. Do you think that's a fair analysis at this point in time?
Well, if you go by the ratings, if you go by the dwindling audience size, if you go by the damaged reputation and the ebbing credibility, you'd have to say yes. Now, Owen, I know you won't be happy until Don Lemon is out on the corner with a tin cup.
No, I love watching Lemonhead. It's very entertaining.
The man is devoid of any talent whatsoever that I can see. It's quite extraordinary. There is literally no there there. But that said, where are the ratings? In other words, AT&T is seeking to merge with Time Warner, which owns CNN. I would say AT&T would be justified in making huge changes at CNN if they get control of it, because of declining revenues and ratings. Nobody watching. And the people who are watching are shaking their heads because they don't believe whatever fake Tapper is dishing out. In fact, I learned it was fake Tapper who complained to Twitter that he felt threatened by my tweets. Threatened, a grown man. Because I said he should be fired. Extraordinary.
Well, and it's funny to me because it seems like everything you said about Don Lemon was accurate. I didn't find anything inaccurate about what you were saying. Guys, I was showing you this article. I've got another question for Roger here, and we don't have this audio yet. But, guys, I was showing you this article because I want you to actually, for the next segment, if you could actually pull this video. Roger, there's a story going around right now claiming that people are getting robocalls about posting about Trump. So this guy says that, and more people are saying that they're getting literally a robocall from somebody calling them when they post negatively about Trump, basically saying they're representing Donald Trump and they wish they would stop posting these negative posts and they need to stop it. Now, I honestly think this is fake. I think the whole thing is staged, but I don't know the facts yet, and I'm going to try to analyze this here, but have you ever heard of anything like this? I mean, what is your first response? I don't think Trump's team would pay for robocalls addressing negative posts about him on social media. That does not seem anywhere near the Trump administration agenda.
No, this smells of David Brock and his dirty tricks agenda. Nobody in politics would ever gear up a phone bank or authorize a robocall to someone that they know is hostile and tell them to stop posting. It makes no sense. It would have no political value. You'd be wasting your money. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's offensive. We do have what's called the First Amendment. Under the First Amendment, liberals are allowed to be stupid. They have a constitutional right
and
to
hateful
be wrong.
Too. Hey, well, Roger, don't short stack them here. They can be stupid and hateful.
And wrong. They're entitled to be wrong. And I would defend to the death their right to be wrong. That's why I'm against censorship. I don't care if you're the most whacked out left winger in the world. You shouldn't be censored at Twitter. Now, when you, as someone did who's verified only 2 days ago, someone posted, if Roger Stone is not in prison by Christmas, I will put a bullet in his head. That person is still verified at Twitter.
That's disgusting.
It's amazing, yet when I hurt the delicate sensibilities of Jake Tapper, well, I'm banned for life. As I have said before on the program, there's a lawsuit coming that will turn the entire internet question of censorship on its ear. Stay tuned. The mother of all lawsuits coming shortly. My friend Milo and I and a number of other conservatives whose voices are being silenced, not because of what we say, but because of who we are and what we believe in, we will have our day in court with the Twitter feed Nazis.
Roger, this is Jake Tapper from CNN, and I just have to say that I find it very offensive that you would tweet about me, tweet about my friend and colleague Don Lemon, but then more offensive that you wouldn't even consider me for the best dressed. Haven't you seen my ties, Roger?
Well, ironically, Jake Tapper has had 1 year, I believe, on the best dress list, but he's now been replaced by Owen Schroyer.
I can't believe that you would give a conservative Trump head, obviously a Nazi like Owen Schroyer, space on your best dress list. I'm Jake Tapper from CNN. Look at me.
Well, you raise a very good point here, Owen, and that is, as you know, my Mr. Stone.
Whoa, that was Jake Tapper speaking, Roger.
Oh, pardon
that was Jake.
Me, Jake.
Yeah.
My international best and worst dressed list, which will come out on the Daily Caller, comes out on New Year's Day every year, is currently in formulation. Therefore, if any InfoWarriors out there have nominees for either best or worst dressed, we're all ears. All ears. Send it to us. Those lists are being compiled now, and you'll see who the winners and losers are on New Year's Day.
Well, I'm Jake Tapper from CNN, and I'd like to nominate myself. And if I see that I didn't win best dressed this year and I see your story on Twitter, I'm going to report you and have it banned.
All right. There's Jake Tapper. Wow, Roger, you really upset Jake not putting him on the best dressed list again.
Boy, Randy Credico would be jealous. That's the best Jake Tapper imitation I've ever heard.
I'll be honest. It's really quite quite easy. I just hold my nose and I sound all nasally like a little wimp, like a soy boy, and you're good to go. So there it is. Any final words, Roger?
Well, I do want to ask our followers one more time. Hit the InfoWars.com store for all your Christmas shopping and help us fund the revolution.
We are the tip of the spear. The more you support us, the sharper our edge gets.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
All right, folks, let's go to Alex Jones now. Alex Jones has an exclusive here for the War Room, breaking down the latest on what's coming from Hillary Clinton.
Hillary dropped by. She didn't have time to put her makeup on today. Hi, Hillary.
Hello, Alex. I've asked you multiple times to sell your soul, and you haven't done it. So now I'm here to collect on it for free.
Is that how it works, Hillary?
That's how it works.
So, like, even if I don't vote for you, you're still my Madam President?
Doesn't matter. That's not how this works. It's not how any of this works.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you look so different? Why do you look so different over here, Madam President?
Photoshop.
So, this is what you look like without your makeup?
Yes.
Is it true that...
This is what we want you to buy. This is what you get.
No, I know what's real. That's real. She's president.
This is not real. This is all fake. I'm the only real. The real is follow me and find the correct destiny.
You have nice neck hair, Hillary.
A little Beelzebub hair there from Hillary.
That's not the point, Alex. Alex is, I want your soul. That's why I'm here.
Well, you talk about worthless baristas living in their mother's basements, and Facebook talks about working with you to keep people suppressed and desperate and totally freaked out about racism and other stuff in a classic divide and conquer strategy, Satan. I mean, Hillary, tell me about that.
I think you need to get back to the original point, Alex. I'm here for your soul.
Well, I already gave my soul to a leprechaun, and he's hiding right around the corner.
I'm going to be a rich man.
I actually have video of the leprechaun dancing. See, okay, he's trying to hide his identity.
Wow. You never know what to expect when you come into the InfoWars office. The Central Texas Command Center holds many, many secrets. Yeah. This being one of them. Got this guy here. Where'd you come from?
It's Hillary.
Oh, Hillary. Oh, I'm sorry.
How did Hillary get in our office?
I couldn't recognize you. Yeah, last
and
time
we couldn't get any weirder. We have the original Wolverine jacket from Red Dawn.
The original Red Dawn.
The original. This couldn't Russians. Get weirder at this point. Okay, I don't want to say thank you. Thank you, Hillary. You didn't win the presidency. You get on out of here now. You get on out.
I'm still the president.
No, get on out.
She did win a fake news award on Monday night, though. She actually stole it from
That's
Bernie.
Really triggered him. We should do you guys did a nice impromptu one.
Yeah.
We should do a longer one.
No, we should. And actually make trophies and send them to him and then have people like...
Hey, 3.3% growth rate in the economy.
Yeah.
Thousands of new companies coming back to the U.S., but they're saying it's the nightmare.
Not with her.
It's the nightmare. Well, I mean, she's the president. It's the reason stuff's gotten so much better. I remember back when liberals were actually against the WTO, we covered that out in Seattle, one of the original flyers. Back in 1999, but Clinton had them all arrested and set them up with paper provocateurs that came out in the news.
Yeah.
They used the Delta Force.
And they housed them.
To do that. But now the left, they love the WTO and the TPP and everything that Trump just killed. Oh, it's so horrible. He's bringing back the power of the people. Oh, thank you, Madam President. Oh, and Newsweek's going bankrupt. Loving liberal. NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
There's Alex Jones on the other side of the camera, and that's amazing. We actually saw the real Hillary. I think that's the first time the real Hillary has ever actually been caught on camera, if I'm not mistaken. I've never seen the real Hillary caught on camera, except maybe when she fell over and almost died on 9/11 and had to get thrown into a car like a sack of potatoes. But no, that was the real Hillary that we just saw in that video. And it's satire. It's a joke. But when you understand the archaic breakdown of good and evil, Hillary really represents evil to the T. She will destroy anything for a buck. She would steal a hot stove. She would step on you just because you're in her way. She'd squash you. Hillary Clinton is the devil. Thank God she's not president. Thank God Hillary Clinton is not president. Thank God we didn't elect the devil.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm now joined by Alicia Powell, and she also did a somewhat of a man on the street today. It was actually a woman in Al Franken's office, several women actually, and she was, I believe she was with the cameraman, and she was doing the reporting. She may have been operating her own camera, but she went to Al Franken's office with women that have accused Al Franken of sexual harassment. They called for the resignation, along with other women that have been victimized by sexual harassment. So Alicia joins me now. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Owen. So these women were actually Bill Clinton's accusers. Juanita Broderick claims that Bill Clinton raped her decades ago. And they detailed it how they, I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Hey guys, I think she's having an audio issue. Are you getting an echo or something?
A lot of echo.
All right, is it better now?
Yes, no.
No. Okay, so real quick, they're going to try to get that figured out. But again, she went to Al Franken's office today, and she was reporting from the scene. Multiple women went there to film this and to be a part of this, calling for Al Franken's resignation. Now, the amazing thing, I was actually, unfortunately, because I was out on the street today, I wasn't able to edit this, but the most amazing part of this video to me was the part where they won't even say where Franken is. So you get the standard response, oh, he's not in. Oh, you know, he can't come. He's busy, blah, 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 blah. And so you're like, well, wait a second. He's funded by the taxpayers. We're the citizens. We fund him. He has to answer to us. He has to answer to the people that pay him. And they won't even tell you where he is, what he's doing. So it really shows you the elitism of Al Franken. But clearly he was obviously there or just wanted to avoid this topic altogether. So, Alicia, is your audio better now?
Let's see. Yes, it's much better.
Okay, so, sorry. Go ahead.
I was there with Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, a woman named Leslie, And Leslie is the latest accuser of Bill Clinton, who claims he, in her words, humped her neck and sexually assaulted her when she was a journalist and essentially ended her journalism career. So these women, they're all like 60, 70 years old. The Franken staff called the Capitol Police on these women, thinking that they would be able to get us all dismissed from the premises. And that just didn't happen. When the police walked in, they were kind of laughing at the whole situation. And the communications directors came out and they also just tried to get everyone to leave. And we believe Franken was probably back in his office and just hiding. They didn't want to come out. And the thing is, when you go to Capitol Hill, which I've done several times to try to get these members to speak, they're also stuck up, all of their staff, and if you get, they just don't have any sense that they're accountable to us. They work on our taxpayer dollars, and it's just disgraceful how they treated these people. The liberals care for women so much. Well, look how they treated these women.
Well, and it really, I think, speaks to the situation here, at least if you want to talk about what happened in the past, that he won't even come out and address this situation. He's so scared, and by my estimation, that's because probably what's being alleged against him is true. If I had a bunch of women accusing me of something I didn't do, I would step out and address it. The fact that he's hiding, and then he has his staff come out and say, oh, he's busy, oh, he can't make a comment, where, and you're like, where is he? What is he doing? When can we comment? And it's just like, no, nothing, nope, no. That's what it is. It's an elitism. It's a they're above you, and they are beyond reproach. How did the women feel? I'm sure they didn't expect any differently, but, I mean, how does it feel for her to raise this situation, to raise awareness for this, and then just to be completely ignored by Senator Franken?
I mean, I'm sure we expect him to go run and hide and be a coward, but is it still just going over there and getting that footage on camera is important because there's only one way to hold these people accountable, these senators and these congressmen accountable, and that's to go and put the limelight on them and make them sweat and draw attention to them. If not, who's going to help? How else will they be held accountable? And this wouldn't be the case, though, right? If Al Franken were a Republican, then
he'd probably already be forced to resign.
Exactly. He would have already been forced to resign.
So I'm just curious, though, because the video is about 11 minutes long. We've been rolling some of the B-roll. When you guys finished up and finished recording, did they ever provide you any inclination that Al Franken would address this or that they would have any sort of public, message or anything to address the situation you guys brought up today?
They say what they normally say when you go to ask to speak to your congressman. Oh, just leave us your number. We'll get back to you. All these people that work in the Hill are very pretentious. That's just the culture of it. They have condescending attitudes toward you when you go and approach them, especially the communications directors.
Now, is that what you felt like you were getting from the people at the desk too, that even they didn't want to deal with you?
I mean, I went to dozens of congressmen and senators to get answers about Seth Rich months ago. And they never returned my call. I mean, you can make nice and go to events and they'll give you an interview, but ultimately they don't want to talk about things that they don't want to talk about, like sexual harassment or saying anything that's politically incorrect or talking about conspiracy theories like Seth Rich.
Do you think that the staff was prepared for this at all? Do you think you kind of caught them off guard? Or do you think, you know, they already kind of went through the process of saying, hey, look, if anyone comes here, just don't let them back, you know, deny, say I'm busy. Or do you think you actually caught them off guard and they literally had to go back there, address Al, and then he had to send out an order, essentially?
Well, they were absolutely caught off guard. When's the last time you saw a camera crew go into a member of Congress or senator's? Jason Matera used to do it all the time.
Yeah, David Knight did it down here, and the same thing happened. They literally run away. They're so scared that they literally run away from the press. That means they have something to hide.
Absolutely. If I had nothing to hide, I'd come and speak and be gracious. But, well, we know there's photographic evidence that shows Franken groping a woman. So he's just ashamed. Now, whether he gets to remain in his seat, we'll see.
Well, we just got word that Joe Barton, the disgraced Republican, is going to stick around, but he's not going to run for re-election. So maybe that's the same type of stuff or stance that you're going to hear from Franken. But, you know, it is amazing. Don't you think it's amazing how 40-year-old allegations without any evidence, any litigation, are enough to tell Roy Moore that he should step down? But when you actually have photographic evidence, multiple people accounting to it, multiple people even making jokes about it, but no call for Al Franken's resignation in the media and in the Democrat Party. I mean, what is the double standard there?
Look at the karma of the situation. I believe I saw you during the inauguration with all of the pink hat protests and these women screaming, "Nasty woman!" Because Donald Trump had locker room banter caught on video of talking about.
Which I think is a fake video, by the way.
But let's face it. That's how men talk. Like, there's movies after movies that show men saying bad things in locker rooms or with each other joking around. These are the same women, though. They want Trump to resign and to be impeached, and they want the White House to be blown up. But they'll defend Al Franken.
And these same women, these same women are associated with the same groups that affiliate themselves with the porn industry. I mean, the double standards here are seriously out of control, and we're exposing them here. Alicia Powell is my guest. She's with us for another segment. We'll continue to talk about the double standards. Will Al Franken resign, or will he continue to be embarrassed? It's up to you, Al. All you got to do is step away, admit your fault, and we'll shut up.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Alicia Powell is my guest. She was with multiple women today when they confronted Al Franken on his sexual harassment allegations. And here was the moment where Al Franken executed his beyond reproach liberal privilege.
These are all questions that we'd like to ask Senator Franken. Great, here they come.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Melanie Morgan.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I am one of the women who stepped forward against Senator Al Franken, and we're here to demand, along with Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broderick, that Senator Franken resign. We'd like to talk to him about that.
So he's not available right now, but would be happy to take the message and pass it along.
Is okay. Sure you would. Right
the, oh, he got the message, believe that.
In the Senate floor, what's going on?
He has a busy day, as he always does, and so he's just not
available. So he's too busy to speak.
He's just not available right now.
Well, okay. That's not good enough.
Wouldn't you say, though, when he's got a group of women in his office, and with all the sexual predator allegations, everything going on, that Matt Lowery having, you know, booting out today.
No.
Don't you think that this is...
No, don't you get it? Al Franken is executing his beyond reproach liberal privilege. And even though you pay his salary, you don't get to know anything he does. His staff is going to cover up whatever activities he is or isn't doing. And even though he's probably back in that office and could easily step out and address this, he's too big of a coward to do so. And then these cowardly staff members are covering for him. Now, Alicia, I think that this is pathetic. Beyond the sexual assault allegation, but again, how pathetic is it that they, is Al Franken on the floor? Is he in a meeting? What's going on? He's busy. You know, yeah. What a load of crap.
Well, he's always busy, they said. He's busy like he is every day, so he's never going to get back to.
Yeah, he's real busy. You know what I mean? Like, he's real busy.
Well, speaking of cover-ups, I mean, what's just disgusting is this whole slush fund. Apparently $17 million have been spent of taxpayer money to hide people like to cover for people like Al Franken so they can get away with sexual harassment and just pay their the victims off with our money.
Yeah, so beyond the fact that you're already paying for his salary, you're also probably paying to cover up all of his sexual assaults too.
Yeah, and I think there's been 100 women that have been paid off over the last 20 years that have been victims of members of the Senate and in Congress sexually harassing them. It's that was reported last week by Congress, the Congressional Compliance Committee pays victims off who claim members of Congress have sexually harassed them.
Yeah, so the government's going to beg for more money for this and that liberal cause while they literally have millions of dollars for a hush fund to hush all of the allegations that are being waged against these members of our government. And while that's a big story in and of itself, you brought up a point last segment that I want to go back down here. We had supposedly a million women putting on a vagina hat and marching in the streets of Washington, D.C. because of the allegations that literally had zero foundation, and that's why nothing came of them against Donald Trump. But I'm sorry. I mean, all of these women were clearly fired up. You know, they want to stand up for women. I understand that. Yeah, okay, stand up. Yeah, these women are being abused and assaulted. Let's stand up for them. Let's stand in unity. Okay, fair enough. But wait a second. Where's the vagina hat marches against Conyers? Where are the vagina hat marches against Franken, Weinstein, Hollywood, government, and the big matzo ball, Bill Clinton? Isn't that strange how the women's march just seemingly vanishes now?
Well, those women voted for Hillary Clinton, so we shouldn't expect much from them except to be hypocrites who really just hate anything that has an R in front of it or behind it. They just hate Republicans. They hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump was fine for decades until he added that R. He became a Republican and ran as a Republican candidate. If he ran as a Democrat, they'd love him.
It's amazing.
And he would get away with those comments, and they would defend him for it.
You can be alive on planet Earth for 70 years and not have anyone in the media talk about anything that you've done as far as these allegations are concerned. But then as soon as you become a Republican, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're a xenophobe. You got all of this stuff. None of it amounts to anything because it's all made up. I mean, how do people not see this?
Well, I think also, how much further is this going to keep going? There's so much news going on. There's threats of North Korea that are greater than, in my recent memory, that are being waged right now. And all we see is stuff about sexual harassment. And I have to say, what role do women play in all of this harassment? What is sexual harassment? Is it, oh, you have a nice dress, you look nice today? I mean, women are such victims right now, but they have so much power where they can just completely take out Bill Cosby, Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly with unsubstantiated claims.
Mm-hmm.
Even 40-year-old claims. I mean, yep. Isn't there a statute of limitation for a reason?
You know, actually, with some of these, with some sexual harassment and rape allegations or rape, I don't know if there actually is a statute of limitations on some of those things. That's something we could look into.
Well, I did actually Google it very quickly the other day, and it varies by state. But
yeah,
there is an amount of time where you have to prosecute your allegations. It varies by state.
You know, you bring up a couple good points here. One, in a logical society, in a society that's not completely insane, the big news would be the fact that you have North Korea, reportedly basically a rogue communist dictator firing missiles just off the coast of Japan. You'd think that would be the big story, literally nuclear war, but no, it's all about this sexual assault stuff. But then I want to get back to the point you just made. I feel like if I ran into you in public and I said, wow, Alicia, you look really good today. I really like your dress. You'd be like, oh, wow, that's a really nice thing to say. But I feel like if I did that to a liberal woman, she'd literally start screaming and freaking out and say I assaulted her.
Well, Ashley, you can think of a liberal woman, the same woman who was screaming about nasty woman, Ashley Judd. There was a story just a few weeks ago about how someone said, yeah, but I like your dress. Well, I just can't stand it. How dare you say that I'm beautiful. How dare you demean me? I mean, let's face it, right? Just basic biology. There are two genders in our society. Oh, yeah, that's another point. There's only two genders, whether they like it or not.
No.
It's male and female.
No, there can't be only two genders. I read it the other day. There's two spirits. Are you telling me two spirits don't exist?
No.
What about genderqueer?
Yeah. Well, there are two genders, and we're here to procreate, right? And there's sexual attraction.
Stop it! Your biology's racist!
So, I mean, women have a responsibility in our society. And what do you want? How far are we going to take it? Maybe we should start wearing burkas, since we don't want so much sexual harassment.
Oh, and now you're getting to it. See, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is why they're aligning themselves with Islam, because they want to literally do whatever they can to children while at the same time completely erase the typical biology of men and women relationships. I think they'd love to see you in a burqa.
Yeah, while they'd also love to teach my child, a 2-year-old child, how to be a transgender demon.
See, this is exactly it. Alicia Powell, thank you so much for joining us. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook as she steps away. But that's exactly it. See, these people are miserable in their own skin. They're hideous. They're ugly. So they want you to wear a burqa and they want you to abort your child because they're so miserable.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks. I've been pretty much on one today. That's what you get when you get shouted down by a bunch of liberal students at a university. Check out that video on the Real Alex Jones channel. I went to Texas State University and addressed the racist article that they published and got quite a response, or lack of one. But this is incredible. I mean, you want to talk about nonsense. This is a whole nother level of nonsense. Now, again, I was not able to do my standard due diligence and news aggregation today as I was on the road. But when I first saw this story and watched the video, I knew it was fake. I didn't know the background of it. Now I know the background, it makes sense. But the headline from Gizmodo, so apparently everyone got trolled on this deal, including the idiots that fell for it. People are getting robocalls about their derogatory Trump posts. Now, again, this story is like so loaded and convoluted. Like there's so many different weirdness things here, but I'm going to break it down. So first, let's play the video so you can see the video that we're talking about.
Well, we've been monitoring some of your posts, and it does seem that you've been making some rather negative comments about President Trump. Is that correct? Listen, we're going to have to ask you to lay off on the negative and derogatory posts about President Trump, okay?
Hey, guys, that's actually not the video I was talking about.
Don't you want to make America great again?
The video that I was talking about is the actual guy in the video responding to it and recording it. So this is just strange. I didn't really understand it until a second ago when I got trolled by it. So basically there's a fake prank call app where I guess you can, and if I'm wrong about this, somebody get on the mic, because again, I want to make sure that I'm reporting this without looking like an idiot. But if you can't get the video, it's not a big deal. But basically this guy gets this robocall. We got the video. Okay, here it is. Yeah, this is the guy. Here we go.
To advance a
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's muted down there. You just have to unmute it down there. There we go. Okay, or not. It's all right. Hey, you know what? Just pull it down. This is my fault. Again, I literally walked into the studio 2 seconds before the show. But basically this guy, apparently he's posting negative stuff about Trump on his social media. Now, I don't know whether this was set up or whether he fell for it or what the deal is. Again, it's very convoluted. But the funny thing is, the way that he shoots this video and does this report, he's so dumb. It's like, that's why I can't even believe it. Is he that dumb? Or did he actually fall for it and is still that dumb? Where in the video, he's like, look at this robocall where they're clearly, Citizens for Trump is paying for these robocalls, which is totally made up. A, that never happened, and B, no politician would ever pay for these calls. But C, he's literally playing it, saying that it's a voicemail. He says that they left him a voicemail, and then he's in the video talking to the voicemail. So he's like, here, let me play the voicemail, and then he plays it, and then he actually talks back as if he's talking to a voicemail. Do we have the audio? All right, there we go, here we go.
So this is the voicemail that I received today, tonight, on my phone.
Great, well, we're calling in regards to a problem we had with recent activity on your social media accounts. Do you have a second to talk about this matter?
Okay, sure.
See? Pause it.
Well, we've been monitoring some of your posts.
He says it's a voicemail, and then he's talking to the voicemail. Go ahead, roll it.
It does seem that you've been making some rather negative comments about President Trump. Is that correct?
That is.
So again, talking to a voicemail.
We're going to have to ask you to lay off on the negative and derogatory posts about President Trump, okay?
Apparently still doesn't get it's a prank.
What the actual heck?
So there's the video. So again, I don't know. I've never heard of this Brett Vanderbrook. Apparently he's famous for, you know, posting negatively about Trump, gun control, LGBTQ, WTF, immigrants, and everything like that. So I don't know if he really fell for this, or if he was trying to use this to make Citizens for Trump look bad or something. But again, I saw this video once before I left for TSU today, and I was like, that is clearly fake, Anyone who thinks that's a real robocall from anyone affiliated to Donald Trump is a complete moron. And my original reaction, again, before I was able to do my due diligence, I thought that this was probably a situation where this guy set up the call and then played it back to make it all look bad, which would have made him look even dumber because he plays it as a voicemail like he's talking to it. So regardless, Brett Vanderbrook made himself look like an idiot on this deal, except for the fact he did get some publicity. So I'll give him credit there. And Brett, if you want to come on the show, I'd love to have you on. Apparently he's in Dallas, Texas. But it's just the funniest thing. I'm not going to say it on air because I don't want to out some ideas that I have here. But folks, you can literally, liberals are so committed to their hatred on all different angles. You fill in the blank. Liberals are so committed to their hatred of blank that they will go so far and fall for anything. I mean, anything. They are so committed to their agenda of hate, hatred of America, hatred of white males, hatred of Trump, whatever you want to say, that they will fall for anything and do anything. That is the definition of insanity. I mean, that is literal mental madness. And it's so bad now. Again, I don't know if this guy actually fell for that, if he's that dumb, or if he tried to set it up and he thought he could trick other people with it. But it was obviously fake, a total prank, and people got fired up about it. They take it seriously. That's what I'm telling you. I'll just put it to you like this. You could literally, it's just like, this is the story. I mean, you just witnessed it. You can literally make something up. You can literally completely fabricate something like the Russian dossier or Trump-Russia collusion, all of these things. You can literally just make them up. You can just make them up. Obama talks about a magic job wand. No, the liberal media waves their magic fake news wand, and then all of the liberals buy it as long as it supports their hatred. As long as the story supports their hatred, then they fall for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can make up anything. You could plan an event to scream helplessly at the sky and liberals will go for it. That's incredible. I mean, that is seriously amazing. We're going to do a vagina hat march, a women's march on DC because Donald Trump said he likes to kiss pretty women. Nothing for Conyers, nothing for Franken, Weinstein, Hollywood, Clinton's, list goes on, nothing. Liberals are the biggest phony hypocrites and hateful people on planet Earth. But folks, the people that I run into on the streets that support InfoWars are honestly the most loving people, the kindest people. They tell me that they pray for me, they want to shake my hand, they tell me how much they love InfoWars, how much they support us, how grateful they are for Alex Jones and everything we do here. I mean, those are the type of people I like to associate with. Those are the type of people that create markets. Those are the type of people that build economies. Those are the type of people that make culture and make society successful and great. Not the type of people that want to tear everything down and label everything. And those are the type of people that support us. So I just thank you so much for your support. And just like Alex says, I mean, Alex fully commits. We all fully commit here. And because of your support, it's all full circle 360 win. I mean, seriously, when you support us and go to InfoWarsStore.com, that gives us literal fuel, not just in the form of being able to do more, but literally it puts the wind in our sails. Folks, you've got 1 day left. 1 day left on these Cyber Monday specials. You need to take advantage. Free shipping store-wide. 1 day left. Free shipping store-wide. 1 day left on all of the 50% off specials that we have. 50% off multiple items. Free shipping store-wide. It all comes to an end tomorrow, folks. Get to InfoWarsStore.com. Support us while we have the greatest specials going right now on our website. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will go to the next level.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm going to clear out the callers. We've had a few waiting, so I'm going to get to you real quick. I want to just cover a couple news stories I have on my desk. You know, this is an interesting one from the Washington Post, published this morning. Headline, elite colleges are making it easy for conservatives to dislike them. Whoa. Are you finally getting it? Really? Really, your anti-white bigotry and your censorship and protesting of conservative speech on campus? Really? You're making it difficult for conservatives to want to go to your universities? Shocking! Stunning! I don't even believe it! But the funniest thing about this story is these two professors from Harvard Law write this story and their entire thing is about how they need more money! I mean, it's insane! See, they don't get it. See, this, I'm telling you, these people literally are so far removed from from life patterns that equal success, that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to make society fit to their agenda of being a lazy, uninformed bum, and to make that how you be successful. Just beg for money and virtue signal. But see, this is the irony. They admit that their policies, their rhetoric, and their stances towards conservatives are driving that entire section of people away, which, in case you haven't noticed, is the majority of the country. So while you're here begging for more money, while Harvard Law is literally lobbying Washington, D.C. for more money, why don't you wake up and realize this is a free market? Maybe if I didn't chase half of my potential clients away, I could be making enough money to sustain my university. But I'm so stupid at supposedly one of the smartest institutions of higher education at Harvard, I'm so stupid that I'm going to admit my policies drive away half of my potential business, and then I'm going to complain about it and ask Washington to fix it for me. This is literally the entire liberal mindset put into pill form, and shows you that even at Harvard University, they're too stupid to grasp the actual concept of free market and capitalism. So yes, you are burying yourselves by alienating half of your potential business, and then on the back end, asking the government to make it up for you. You see, this is why it used to be this way in most entertainment mediums, whether it be sports or music or whatever it is. You didn't share your political beliefs. You know why? Because you realized half of the people disagree. And you are a capitalist. You are in a free market. So you don't want to alienate those people, because guess what? Their dollar is just as value as the same people that agree with you. So you see, but they're too stupid. They don't get it. And they'd rather bitch and moan, lose business, go bankrupt, and then ask the government to bail them out. If that doesn't put the entire liberal mindset into pill form for you to swallow, I don't know what does. So congratulations, Harvard. You figured it out. Why conservatives don't like you. Now, instead of crying to the government for more money, why don't you quit being so bigoted? That's just my two cents. I could never make it into Harvard. All right, a couple news stories here. You know what? All this junk is coming out about Matt Lauer. It's like, why even talk about it now? He's apparently assaulting passed out people. Apparently he's got bags of sex toys. You know, just whatever. He sucks. All right. Newsweek had to Newsweek publishes a story saying that Ivanka Trump plagiarized her own speech. Ivanka Trump plagiarized Ivanka Trump. Thanks, Newsweek. You guys are a joke. Hey, here's a story from March 11th, 2010. Haven't heard anyone talk about this. Monica Conyers, John Conyers' wife, sentenced to 3 years in prison for bribery. And just a side note, I'm not insinuating anything, just putting it out there. Monica Conyers is more than 20 years younger than John Conyers. Now, I tried to look up when they got married to see if there was anything hypocritical about that. I couldn't find it. Not that I care, just pointing that out. Let's clear out these. Oh, you know what? No, this is the perfect time. As I'm reading you the story before I go to the callers, Monica Conyers, John Conyers' wife, sentenced to 3 years in prison for bribery of a federal judge. This is a quote. I've been waiting to read this all week. Now's the time. Here's a quote from Alexis de Tocqueville. The American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money. And if you understand that, you understand the swamp. If you understand that, you understand the entire Democrat Party apparatus. Take your money, give it to whether it be non-citizens, welfare programs, whatever it may be, certain energy sectors, that's how they buy your vote. That's how they bribe you. That is the swamp. And most people don't even realize that a lot of our Democratic Republic was formed from the ideas of Alexis de Tocqueville. So again, the American Republic will endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money. That's what Congress does now. That's what we must stop. And that's why Trump is putting limits to lobbyists, and I think term limits is next. All right, let's clear these callers out. We got Mark in Texas. You guys got to make it quick. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Ian, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, say how appreciative I was of you and the entire InfoWars crew.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. It means so much to us here.
Yeah, and I love seeing you out on the street, you know, talking to people, interviewing, and, you know, trying to, you know, see different points of view.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like it's a powerful thing to do because, I mean, honestly, I'm a very easygoing, open-minded guy, but when you talk to these people, it exposes how close-minded and ignorant they are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Anything else, Mark?
No, I just wanted to let everybody know how appreciative I am of y'all.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. You literally make it all possible. Let's go to Dave in Washington. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Owen.
Hey man, thanks for waiting.
I was watching your live stream today, man, and a great job out there keeping your cool. I could tell that I was getting pretty heated.
You know, honestly, it's not hard for me to keep my cool. Honestly, I don't really get, like, too mad. Sometimes I've lost it. But the frustration is when I'm being told, I'm being lectured that I'm not open-minded and that I'm not listening while I literally go to them and put a mic in their face to listen to them.
I know. It's ridiculous, man. I don't know what they're teaching these kids in college now. I mean, it's obviously not right. It's not American.
Well, here's something that I would say on that. The weird thing about it, I'm just speaking from my experience. When I was in college, you know, about 10 years ago, I started 10 years ago, but when I was in college, I didn't really care too much about this. I didn't know too much about this, but I look back on it now and I can tell there was an indoctrination to hate white people. There was an indoctrination to hate America. But when I was in college, it was still kind of like, you don't really say it. You don't really openly, it just kind of is like an underlying indoctrination, an underlying seed planted in you. Now it's reached the point where the seed has grown to a plant and they're just like outright hate America, hate white people, publish all the stories about it. I mean, that's the trend that we need to stop.
Well, it's a concerted effort, man. You see all the money being thrown at this with all of, you know, the Soros money and all their organizations that get in the minds of these kids, and they push these professors and they get their tenure and they can stay over with whatever the hell they want. And they're saying what they want because it's like they want this country to fail and globalism to take over. That's their end goal, and we are fighting it, and you guys are fighting it.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Dave, thank you so much for the call. The truth of the matter is, Dave, they don't even know what globalism is. They think they have an idea, but they're really just ignorant to the true power structure, and that's why they fall for anything. And that's the sad thing. They think they're standing up for good, but they've been completely bamboozled and tricked. Final call, Julian from North Carolina. You have the final word. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Owen. I just wanted to call in and say that I absolutely love the show. I'm a relatively new viewer, and I just appreciate everything you guys are doing, trying to unite everybody to come together and fight these powers that are trying to take over our good country.
What do you make of the hatred instilled in these college students?
It's absolutely disgusting, but it really develops. It grows in college, but it's taught to us from a young age. I mean, look at elementary schools. We're taught that.
Julian makes a great point. Sorry, we got to go here to sign off the show. Thank you for calling, Julian. But Julian makes a great point. You can now see the indoctrination to hate America and to hate white people as soon as middle school. So this really is a thing. And you know what, though? We will be victorious. We will be victorious. We just have to steadfast, folks. This is the War Room. We sign off till tomorrow. You stay classy.
I'm very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emerx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/